We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Pehei Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the bottom of Daf Pehei Dalet Amud Beis, the last line, the last four words. Rav Shmuel D'Amri Tavayu, Rav Shmuel set together a memra. Kelev Shel Adam, the kelev of a person, utensil of a person owns a basket, he can use that for kinyan in every place, and this works within kinyan chatzar. We know there's something that you put into something to your shus, your kaina. So here, the kelev of the adam of kaina mechal makim, chutz mishus rabim, besides mishus rabim. Because since I have no rishus to put it here, so therefore I'm at kaina because it can't be, the rishus rabim is stronger than your keli and sitting in rishus rabim, so it can't be considered your rishus because it's sitting in rishus rabim. That's what Rav Shmuel said. Rav Yechonam, Shem Malakish, Dhamma Tavayo, Phil Rosh Rabbim, it even works in a Rosh Rabbim. And we'll see later on, I don't know if we'll see it today, but the Gemara says that Kael Shalom Kael Chalmakim is Marbe, it's a Gemara Daf Pevav, that the Marbe, even Kalev, even in the Rosh HaMoicher, Kael Shalom works. It works with Chalmakim, Chutz Rosh Rabbim. Now, the problem is how it works in the Rosh of the Moicher, we'll have to see that there's times when it works the Kuliyama and the Rosh Moicher, we'll see why, when he gets Roshus to put it there. So, but now the question is, whatever Rosh Rabbim? There you have no one to ask Roshus. So there, the Rav Shmuel say, you're not kind of Rosh Rabbim with your kalim, with your utensils. Rav Yechon, Rav Shmuel Lakos, Rav Tavai, fill with Rosh Rabbim. Omra, Papa, Loi Pliga, it's not a Machlekes. No one holds in Rosh Rabbim, it works. Kam Rosh Rabbim, Kam Basimta. Rav Yechon, Rav Shlakos, to say that it works, is not talking about Rosh Rabbim. He's talking about a symptom. But my car is Shurabim. Why do you call it Rosh Shurabim? Why do you call it Shurabim? So the more answer is She'ein Rosh Shurabim. It's not Rosh Shurabim. That's why. Hakanam is David, Rav Rav Yechanan, which is the same Rav Yechanan, that Kalev Shalom Kalev Chom, Makam Shesla Rosh Shurabim. And Shmashma, Yesla Rosh Shurabim. Only have Rosh Shurabim to put it there. Ein Le Rosh Shurabim. Shmami know that it can't be Rav Yechanan talking about Rosh Shurabim. It must be referring to a symptom. And why is it called Rosh Rabbim? Because now it's Yochid. So
doesn't have a right to put their candy in
Rosh Rabbim? No. It gets in the way. There's no right to put it there. No right to put it there. There's no right to put something. You have no Rosh Hashanah to put it there. You put it there, you got it right. Doesn't mean anything. You can't park your car in the middle of Rosh Rabbim. There's no one here right now. You cannot park your car in Rosh Rabbim for 1 minute. You can't park your car. It's Matthias today. It's till today, same Matthias. I can't park my car, go into the Chasana. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. No one's coming now. No one's going to go around. You're not allowed to do that. It's illegal. Do it even for 1 second. That's not the law. If people do it, it doesn't make a difference. You're not allowed to do it. It's ain't the Rishos. So, but what's Shvah? So, could we ask this? What's a filu simta? Is that a filu shirab? It's not a simta. It's not a simta, Lachara. You hear the Kashmash? It's not a simta over here. You're talking about a simta here. What's a filu then? So Rav Yechonon said, "Afilu shurab," and we're coming at time of shurab because no one should put it there. What does it mean? It means a simta. So what's a filu then? What's a filu? So Tosis asks Kashas. Tosis print the reason I'm telling you Tosis. It's paid down on base. Hard to find Tosis on the bottom. Paid down on base. Tosis. Tosis from Toima. Okay, my afilu. What's the afilu? The Shloima the Hachik Kama loy meboy bechatz shoshneim el afilu besimta nam bikano. He's saying maybe chatz shoshneim will be better than simta. Simta already is a little bit of shurab there. It could be, it's a simta. If you're tiny that you have just to put it there, it could be talking about a simta. A real Rosh Rabbim, you can't put anything down there. That's the way it is. You can't put anything down. A simta, which is similar to Shurabim, it's like a side road. It sounds like a simta, it's like a mavoi. It's like a side road. And there, maybe the Rosh just to put it there. And there, Lechaira, I happens to be, I think today, even today, you wouldn't be able to put anything even in a side road. I don't think that would be considered a simta. I'm not even sure if a sidewalk, what we call a simta in today's day, in Halacha, if a sidewalk we call a simta. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if you're allowed to just park. Maybe in Manhattan, they park those food trucks. They can't put them shurabim.
Right. Cars, other things besides the car. Put my laundry basket down.
No, you can't. No one's going to come arrest you. But I don't know if legally there's really a resource to put it there. Okay, that's a shock.
I'll keep on. 5 minutes, I'm allowed.
Okay. I'll keep on. Doesn't matter. Yeah.
That means
it's punk. No one's moving it. It's more etzem reshusta. So a kapanim, what coming out of here is like this: that the point of the Gemara coming out is that if shurab and kalev does not work, that's for sure. That's clear because we're saying it's not a machlekes. That means that everyone holds comes out the fee rab avo on Rav Yechonon and the fee what the Gemara is tining, Rav Papa is tining, is that the shurab and kalev does not work in shurab. Toshima, we're charging a raya to this idea. Toshima, arba midos b'moichrim. There are four levels when it comes to kinyonim and meichrim. The Rashbam mutches exactly what does it mean by four. It doesn't mean four Ashuyas he proves. It doesn't mean four different type of properties. It means that there are four different dinim, chalukim zeh mezeh. And we will learn the Braisa, and then we'll try to go back and just point out what the four things are. So, Achloin is smala mida lumaycha, mesh smala mida lekech. We have here a case where you borrowed a basket from someone. So the halacha is that this basket belongs, since it's borrowed, so you can make kinyachas on a borrowed item, but until it's filled up, it's considered borrowed to the meicher, to the seller. Once it's filled, it's considered borrowed to the lekech. So therefore, achinus lo yismala mida, before it's filled up, you finish using it to fill it up, lemeicher, then it belongs to the meicher still. It's no kinyan yet. Mishnis mala mida lekech. Once it gets filled, then it belongs to the lekech, and it's a kinyan of kalev shel lekech, because it was borrowed for that reason. And this man diyama seems like he holds that we'll see in a second. I'm talking about shirabim, the kalev shel lekech kind of shirabim. So that's all it sounds like. So after it's full, the lekech is kainet. B'medvar amurim midas she'enas osneim belongs to neither of them. They're borrowing. This is the borrowing it. So whoever
who's the borrower.
Who really owns it? His name is Shmerel.
And who went to Shmerel to buy it?
Both of them. They both went to Shmerel to borrow it.
They went
together. They both borrow it. So you want to sell? Yeah, you need a big basket. Like, you know, like today, you need like a pickup truck, you know. You need to buy something? Yeah, it's a pickup truck. Here it is. So until the Meicher finishes filling it up and bringing it to the Lekech, it belongs to the Meicher. Once he fills it up, he gives the Lekech, it's yours. You drive it home now. It belongs to you because you're kind of... So that's the Halacha. We're talking about a Mida that doesn't belong to anyone. This guy belongs to a third person. So there, it depends who's using it, who it's borrowed to at that time. So therefore, it's totally nismala. Avam haisa mida shalachem hamba belong to either the meicher or the lekech. Rishon kana. Whatever goes in there is kind of to that person who owns the basket, who owns the pickup truck. Whoever owns it. So it's the meicher, it's the meicher. Lekech. Memedvar amur mishusha rabim uvechatsa shen shashneim. Now remember, the first two nekudas of the braisa are talking about kalim, either borrowed kalim or belongs to one of them, and we're saying it still works in Rosh Rabim or a chatzar she'ena shoshneim. Aber Rishus meicher loy kana. But if it's in the Rishus of the meicher, inak kaina, achi yek bi eno oy achi yetziena Rishusa. Until he picks it up, makes hagba, or he takes the Rishus, which is considered meshicha. So it sounds like over here that Kalev Shalakeach will not work in the Shus Meicher. Even though we're saying Kalev Shalakeach or Kalev Shalakeach works in Shurabim, in the Meicher it's worse. In the Shus Meicher it's worse. So that's what we're saying, that Shus Meicher won't be kind of. What about Shus Lakeach? If the Paris are sitting in Shus Lakeach, even without a Kali, the halacha is, Kibun Shekibah Lav Meicher Kana. Once the Meicher agrees that you can be kind of, you kind of. Pashto Kenny Chatzah. Which is technically the fourth thing is coming up right here. Let's say the meicher stores his schayra, his merchandise, in someone else's warehouse. So either the warehouse owner is masking that you could have that place, or you actually rent that place, then you are kaina medin kenyan chatzah. So we had in this, when I see what the Gemara bring, it's obvious what the Gemara is bringing it down for, for Kalev Shel Lekeach Shirabim, or Kalev Shel Meicher Shirabim, but we'll get there in a second. Let's first point out, what are the four levels of this Braisa? The four levels of the Braisa is, level number one is, where it's a basket that belongs to neither of them, so then it depends. If it's filled up, before it's filled up, it belongs to the Meicher. Once it's filled up, it goes to the Lekeach. That's Mida 1. Mida 2 is, if it belongs to level 2 is when it belongs to one of them, the kalim. So if it belongs to the meicher, it belongs to the meicher. If the kalim belongs to the kalim, it belongs to the kalim. That's level 2. So that's 2. No, level 3 is the reshus lekech. If it's in the reshus lekech, so then the reshus lekech, it's kind of, if it's sitting in his reshus, it's kind of whenever he has reshus to be kind of. That's 3. Level 4 is reshus meicher and reshus hamfkad meslai. The warehouse and reshus meicher, all the same thing. That there, if you say Ches Makayman, or if you make Hagbah, or if you might see it, or if you have Rishus to put it there, then yeah, you're kind of that place. Those are the four levels. What's it a Geas? K'tani Mia. One thing it's clear It says clearly, if I have kelim of a kech u'maicha v'shusha rabim v'chotzer shenis v'shneim, it works. It works. My, so the top of my base, my lav v'shusha rab mamish. It says clearly v'shusha rabim and a chotzer shenis v'shneim. We could ask him there also, like one of the shem speak out that the sukkotim years v'shusha rabim v'chotzer shenis v'shneim. My lav v'shusha rab mamish. Mamish is rabim and also it's a raya also v'chotzer shenis v'shneim. It's a mamish a raya that works. Zok to Gemara, lo. You know what Shiram means? It means a simta. Like we said before, in Rabbi Yechon's words, that Shiram can be a simta. Here also means a simta. Frank to Gemara, but do me the Chatzah Shena Shoshneim, Tani. It's Chatzah Shena Shoshneim, which is not a simta. There I have no resource to put it there. It's Chatzah belongs to neither of them. My Chatzah Shena Shoshneim, Nami. Doesn't mean Enes Shoshneim. It means to loy the haiku of the haiku. It's not fully yours, not fully his. El Tavar belongs to both of them. So it comes out, we're talking about really a Chatzah Shutvim. Or a simta, and it's not a riot to the shayla. Avada was saying Caleb does not work in a shirabim, and Caleb does not work in a chotzer she'enos neim, where you don't, it does not belong to you, it will not work, and it's not a riot for me. Here it means a shirab means a simta, and a chotzer she'enos neim means a chotzer she'enos neim means taka something belongs to both of them.